नमाम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय अथ एनाम मा अपनयत कृत अशेषा अघनिष्कृतां जाद असौ भगवान नाम म्रियमाणः समग्रहित अथैनं मापनयत कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतां जदसौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमाणः समग्रहीत अथैनं मापनयत कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतां जदसौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमाणः समग्रहीत
अथैनं मापनयत कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतां यदसो भगवन्नाम
समग्रहीत नयत कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतं जदसौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमाण समग्रही कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतं जदसौ भगवन्नाम मेनार समग्रहीत माताजी अथैनं मापनयत कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतं जदसौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमाण समग्रहीत
कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतं
यदसौ भगवन्नाम इन्द्रियमाशमग्रहे अथैनमापनयत कृतं शेषाघनिष्कृतम् अथैनमापनयत कृताशेषाघनिष्कृतम् यदसौ भगवन्नाम इन्द्रियमाण समग्रहे अथ देयरफॉर एनम दिस अजामिल मा डू नॉट अपनयत ट्राई टू टेक कृता ऑलरेडी डन अशेषा अनलिमिटेड अघनिष्कृतम एटोनमेंट फॉर हिज सिनफुल एक्शंस जट बिकॉज असौ ही भगवन नाम द होली नेम ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड म्रियमाण वाइल डाइंग समग्रहित परफेक्टली चांटेड ट्रांसलेशन एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ दिस अजामिल हेल्पलेसली एंड वेरी लाउडली चांटेड द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड नारायण दिस चांटिंग एलोन has already freed him from the reactions of all his sinful life. Therefore, O servants of Yamaraj, do not try to take him to your master for punishment in hellish conditions. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Vishnu Duts, who are superior authorities, gave order to the Jamdutas who did not know that Ajamil was no longer subject to tribulation in hellish life for his past sins. Although he had chanted the holy name of Narayana to indicate his son, the holy name is transcendental. The holy name is so transcendentally powerful that he was automatically freed, because he has chanted the holy name while dying. Ante Narayana Smriti, as Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Jesam tantagatam papam jananam punya karmanam ते द्वंद्व मोह निर्मुक्ता भजन्ते माम दृढ़व्रतः. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives or in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Unless one is freed from all sinful reactions, one cannot be promoted to the platform of devotional service. Elsewhere, in Bhagavad Gita 8:5, it is stated, Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam jati nastyatra samsayah. If one remembers Krishna, Narayana, at the time of death, one is certainly eligible to return immediately home back to God. Here, the Vishnu Dutas, they are emphasizing the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And as Srila Prabhupada is writing, they ordered Jamdutas, don't try to take him to your master for punishment. There is one special word used, apnayata. Ma apnayata. Don't apnayata. This apnayata word is just opposite to upnayan. Nayan means to take, to bring. Upnayan means to take anyone to the Lord, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or to take to the spiritual master, to take one near to a spiritual master. Upanayan, that is one sanskar. Apanayan in Sanskrit, a or up or ava means just opposite, in negative way. Apanayata, you cannot take this Ajamil on the road who leads to hellish planet. He is freed from all sinful reactions because he has chanted the holy name of Krishna while he was dying. Mriyamara samagrahit. And after that he has not committed any sinful activity. So he is freed from all sinful reactions. You don't understand the greatness of the chanting of the holy name. So don't try to touch him. Just go away. Don't take him. Apanayata. Sridhar Swami has written in his commentary, Ma apanayata. Ma apmargena nayata. Apmarg. Apmarg means very bad road, which leads to Narak, hellish planets. Very bad road. And there is no any facility. There is no any vehicle. It is said by Lord Kapil Dev in third canto that road, that is actually, that is not road, but we can use as path. It is a path to Narak, Narak Marg. So those who are very sinful persons, they have to walk on that road, which is full of hot sand, tapta baluke, hot sand, and very thick layer of sand is there, and very hot, and scorching heat, scorching light of sun also reflects on that sand. One cannot walk actually. But a sinful person has to walk on that road. It is said that at the dying time, two Jamdutas come to take every sinful person. But Ajamil was especially sinful, so three Dutas came. Suppose if two are tired to beat him in the way, then another will help. So three came, but generally two come to take a sinful person to the Jamraj. Lord Kapil Dev has said, Jamdutau tada praptau, bhimau saras vhekshanau, sadrishtvat trasta hirdaya sakrin mutram vimanchati. Two Jamdutas appear at a sinful person, and they are very terrible, and their eyes are full of wrath, growth. They do not come to receive that person or to welcome that person. Actually, they want to bring him to Narak in front of a Jamraj who decided how to punish that sinful criminal. How to punish. So, Just like we can imagine, when we reach any airport, when we arrive any airport, some persons go to receive us, come to receive us. They garland, they offer obeisances, and they take us to their house and give us so many things to eat, to drink, and in air-conditioned house. Everything very nice, but one who is candidate for Narak, from the very beginning, after his death, he suffers so much on the way, and when he arrives to the destination, Narak, so much pain is given to him by Jamraj. And all the Jamdutas are very trained persons to beat a sinful man. Very expert, very trained. They abuse, they beat, they cut the limbs of that sinful person, and they burn him in fire, they throw him from the hilltops, and they captivate him in water or in cave, like that. So many tribulations. So Lord Kapil Dev has described what is apamarg, what is apanayan, apanayata, athainam ma apanayata, ma apanayata. Don't try to take this person on the road leading to Jamraj. He is pure, he is free from all sinful reactions. In this regard, Vaishnava Acharyas have said that one cannot chant the holy name of God if he is not 100% pure. If one is chanting, vibrating the name of Krishna, it means that he is pure. Jesam tant gatam papam jananam punya karmana. Those who have acted piously in previous lives or in this life, Srila Prabhupada said, actually they can chant the holy name of God. This indicates that the holy name is on the tongue, that person is purified already. He is pious. Jadasav Bhagavan Nama Mriyamana Samagrahit. The Vishnu Dutas are saying, because this person has chanted the holy name of God, so this indicates that he has done all the atonement of his sinful activities. Otherwise, how he can chant when he was dying? That time it was impossible to vibrate the holy name of Krishna, but he chanted. This is the proof that he is pure, 100% pure. It is not that when he chanted the holy name, then he became pure. Or then he became freed. But actually he is pious. Jisam tant gatam papam. Just like when the sun rises in the east direction, before his rise, all the darkness is dissipated. When he comes on the sky in east direction, before coming the sun, all andhakar, all darkness is dissipated. We have seen every day. When this holy name comes to the tongue of a fortunate person, before coming on the tongue, all the sinful reactions are finished. This is the Siddhant actually. Namabhas. Even by one Namabhas, all the sinful reactions are finished. As Haridas Thakur has said many times this thing, many times. Namabhas. So Srila Prabhupada is giving two shlokas in this purport, and he is giving actually proof that any person who is pious, whose papa is finished, then he can come to the devotional, to the stage of devotional service. And to vibrate the holy name of Krishna, this is the stage of devotional service. And of course, this is the highest devotional service. Tar madhye sarv shrestha nam sankirtan. This Ajamil is now freed from any sinful life, sinful activity, so don't try to take him to that road, and don't try him to take to your master for punishment. Just they are giving order. Atha enam ma apnayata, you cannot take him, just leave him. That apmarga we read in third canto, that is a yojananam cha navatim navachadvana. Yojananam sahasranam navatim navachadvana. That road which leads to Yamdhani, Yamraj Rajdhani, to the capital of Lord Yamraj, that is a 99,000 yojan long, that road. And a papi has to walk on that road. And how much time it takes to walk? Trivir muhurter dvabhyam va nitah prapnoti jatana. Only in 3 or 2 muhurt he has to walk. Because Jamdutas have no much time to waste. They very quickly take any papi to the house of Yamraj. But that time seems for papi person, for sinful person, millions of years like long, he thinks. Although according to the calculation of Yamraj, Dutas, that time is 3 or 2 muhurt. Srila Prabhupada has translated some seconds, or suppose some minutes, very little time. But that sinful person thinks that, oh, years and years he has to walk on the way, on that road. And how is that road? There is hot sand on that road, and scorching sun in the sky, and in both way, in the both side, there is Davanal, forest fire, big forest fire, and too hot air comes, just opposite to AC, hot air, and directly heat comes to the body of that person. And actually this body is here, but Jamdutas, they put the soul in Yatana Deh. Yatana means dukkha, tribulation, miseries. When a sinful person dies, he gets another body, and that is called Yatana Deh. Yatana. In that body, a sinful person feels any dukkha, any miseries, 100 times more to experience. Just like if one slaps here anybody, then he can feel some dukkha. But in Yatana Deha, in Yatana body, it is experienced 100 times more. If one slaps, that seems to be like like thunderbolt. So papi can experience the miseries, the tribulations in hellish planet more and more. For that purpose, he's avoided this body, this body. Jatana de. and it never dies. It always remains alive to experience, to feel more and more dukkha. So on that path, on that road, that sinful person walks, although he does not like to walk, because burning sand and scorching sun and both sides, Davanal, forest fire, hot air, everything, anything, there is no any comfort, all kinds of discomforts are available there. He has to walk, sometimes he tatra tatra patat shanto, sometimes he falls down on the road due to fatigue, and sometimes he becomes unconscious. But kasaya chatadita, jamdutas whip him, and they beat him with whip, and then he chalatya sakta. Although he has no power, he is not able to walk on that road, but he has to walk. They beat him with whip, kasaya chatadita. And since so many days, he does not eat anything, he does not drink anything, because there is no anything available. No, jamdutas do not feed him. Rather, they beat. Continuously they beat and they abuse that person. Bhagavan Kapil Dev has said, Chutrit Parita, he is afflicted by thirst and hunger many days. Ark Davanala Nilay, and there is a scorching sun and forest fire and hot air and hot sand, and on that he sometimes falls, but Jamdutas beat him, just rise, get up. In what? In this way he santapyamana patitapta baluke krishnena prishthe kasaya chatadita chalatya sakto pindirasram vadake. There is no any shelter, no any tree in the way, on the road, no rest rooms, nothing, no restaurant, no hotel, nothing. Just a scorching heat of sun and forest fire. He cannot sit any place. He does not get anything to drink. If he asks, please give me water, he is whipped by jamdutas at that time. They abuse sala, pani mangta. Actually, we have seen in India, constables, the police is trained to beat and to abuse. I think in America they cannot beat. But in Bharatvarsh, in India, the police is like jamdutas. They beat, they abuse, gali dete. So there is no any tree, no any eating place, nothing is available. Nirashramodake. Ni ashramodake. Ashram means resting place. There is no any ashram, no restaurant, nothing, and no udak. Udak means water. No water at all. And a sinful person has to walk on that road. That is a Srila Prabhupada has written 9,92,000 miles long way. And Srila Prabhupada is saying the scientists cannot understand this thing. That papi has to walk on that road within 3 or 2 minutes. And this is not a spiritual thing. This is my trial. And Srila Prabhupada has written that in modern time, they have some space, airplane like that, and that moves, that runs 18,000 miles per hour, but not more than this. But we can imagine how fast they have arrangement in Jamraj, in the lok of Jamraj. But that papi has to go so fast on that road in 2 or 3 minutes. 9,92,000 miles he has to walk. And Jamdutas, they beat him with kasa, with koda, with whip. We see in America or in other European countries, especially, road is very nice, no sand at all. There is car. Car is also AC car. And in the way, so many places, there are restaurants, everywhere eatables are found, and everywhere there are drinking water, so many things to be drunk. But on the road to Jamlok, there is no any facility. So that is called upmarg. Upmarg. The road, the sadhan, is so dangerous, and when that papi reaches to that lok, there are so many tribulations. Lord Kapil Dev has said, Adipanam Swagatranam. Adipanam Swagatranam Vestai Tolmukadabhi. There are burning wood in so many places. Woods are burning, and that sinful person is put in the fire. Adipanam Swagatranam Vestai Tolmukadabhi. Atman Sadhanam Kwapi Swakritam Partopiva. And sometimes Jamdutas force that person to eat his own flesh. Own flesh. And they give him a knife to cut. Take this knife and cut your flesh and eat. And he has to cut his flesh and he eats because since so many days he found nothing to eat or drink. So he sometimes eats his own flesh in the way, in the hellish planet. Atman sadhanam kapi swakritam. Sometimes he cuts off and himself the flesh, and sometimes other persons cut and they also eat his flesh. Those who are eating flesh in this life, they have to eat their own flesh. Apna mans khayen. This is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Lord Kapil Dev is speaking to his mother Devahuti. This is 100% true. This is truth actually. Atman sandhanam kvapi. And jivatas chantra buddhara swagridhaya jamasadhane. And there are so many dogs and vultures, special dog in the planet of Jamraj. And they snatch, they pull out the antra in trails. Ke antko kahate hain? Intestine. although that papi is alive, and he is alive and he sees that his atha, intestine, is pulled out. By whom? By dogs. Special dogs. They are maintained in Jamlok. They pull out the antra and he looks, he sees, and so many pain, so much pain he feels, hundreds and hundreds times more. Jivatas chanta vidhara swagrudhajam sadhane. You can imagine here in this lok, in this planet, on the earth, some people have so dangerous dog. Of course they have not vultures, but they have dogs, and they write at their door, "Be aware of dog. Be aware of dog." The 100 times more dangerous dogs are in Jamlok, and vultures. They pull out the antra, intestine. Jivatas chanta vidhara swagrudhe jam sadhane. There are snakes, scorpions, and mosquitoes, special serpent, special scorpion, and they bite that papi person. Krintanam cha vayaso gaja dibhyo bhidapanam patanam grishringibhyo rodhanam chambugartayo. And the limbs of that sinful man is cut off in pieces, limbs, krintanam, vidapanam, and sometimes elephants tear his body, they snatch body, and sometimes he is thrown from the hilltops. And sometimes he is captivated in the water or in the caves. And Bhagavan Kapil Dev has said, "Yas tamisrandha tamisra, ror vadya se jatana bhunkte narova nariva mitha sangena nirmita." And especially those persons, nari and nar, those who indulge in illicit life, those who break the law of marriage, and they want to satisfy their senses anyway, they do not care the rules made in Shastra. If they break this law and if they illicitly indulge, they are severely punished in Jamlok. Special punishment. Mitha sangena nirmita, those who plan how to meet and those who break this niyam, this rule. The nari also suffers and nar also suffers in Jamlok. They both. Sangena nirmita. Actually, in this material world, no one is free to act whimsically. No one is free. Everyone should abide by the law of God. Otherwise, he cannot escape punishment of Jamraj. Surely there is punishment. And when a papi is taken to this road and to this destination, that is called apamarg or apgati, asadgati, apamarg. Lord Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, "Anek chit vibhranta moh jal samavrita prasakta kam bhogesu patante narake sucha." Those who are anek chit vibhranta, whose their mind is not fixed on me, they are planning how to satisfy their senses, they are planning how to accumulate money, how to accumulate sense gratification. They are planning. This is called anek chit vibhranta. Moh jal samavrita. And they are caught under the net of ignorance. Moh. They think that this body, they think themselves as body and anything related to this body as mine, this is called moha jal. This is net work of maya. Moha jal, jal, net. Prasaktah kama bhogesya. And those who are too attached to sense gratification, they patanti narkesacha. They go to hell. Surely. Patanti narkesacha. This is upmarg, and a wise person should save himself from this path and from that destination. Actually, Ajamil was 100% purified by chanting the holy name of Krishna. Frankly, Jamdutas are saying that this is dharmic, this is pious person. No pap is there, no any sinful reaction is there. So you cannot try. Jamdutas were trying to take this person to hellish planet. But after 15 years only, when he chanted regularly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, he was brought back to home, back to Godhead. Vaikunth, Jajau Jatra Sriyapati. He attained that planet where Sriyapati, the husband of Goddess of Fortune, resides. Jatra Sriyapati. So there are two destinations mainly, Yamraj and Sripati. To go to Yamraj is upmarg. And to go to Sripati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is sadmarg, real marg, marga. Lord Sri Krishna has said in 11th canto to Uddhava, pantha mar nigama smrta. Pantha, the road is, really road is that which leads to me, nigama. Nitram mam gamayati iti nigama. Real panth, or real marg, real road is that which leads to me. It comes to me. Here Vishnu Duta used, don't take this Ajamil on upmarg, that bad road and that bad destination. You cannot take him. You don't understand. He was foolish. You don't understand the importance of chanting of the holy name. Actually, we are hearing from the lotus mouth of Vishnu Dutas who have come from Vaikunth, directly taught everything by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whatever they spoke, that is truth, that is fact. And although our intelligence, our mind does not accept sometimes how by uttering one's holy name, one can become free from sinful reactions. How this is possible? How this is possible? But we are hearing the history. This is true history, actually. When Sukhdeva Goswami was hearing this topic on Malay Mountain, on Malay Parvat, where Agastya Muni was speaking this story, at that time, Agastya Muni was touching the lotus feet of his deity again and again to convince Sukhdeva Goswami that this is real fact, the real story. Sridhar Swami has said in commentary, Archan, Harim Archan, Malaya Harim Archan, in Malaya Parvat, on the Malaya Parvat, Agastya Muni was speaking this story of Ajamil, and the conversation between Jamdutas and Vishnudutas to confirm the truthness of this story. He was touching the lotus feet of the Lord again and again. So this is truth. Although a person cannot understand, but he should believe, he should trust this story. And yes, that is the extraordinary, the transcendental power of the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. थैंक यू वेरी मच. जय श्रील प्रभुपाद. हरे कृष्ण. ओके गो ऑन. Thank you very much.
When Yamaraj heard this, he chanted the name of Mahaprabhu and and he went unconscious. And all the demigods, headed by Brahma and Shiva and Narada, had to come and do a big kirtan to be revived.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you for this recommendation. Thank you. Very nice. The proper comment at proper time. Actually, this question is asked by Vidurji to Maitreya Muni. He has asked. Vidura has asked Maitreya Muni. He has asked, although God is present everywhere, in everyone's heart, so why living entities are suffering? Sri Maitreya Muni answered that actually the living entities are not suffering in actual sense. But just like a person dreams, and in his dream he sees that his head is cut off, his house is burnt, or something is stolen, although nothing has happened, but in dream, in ignorance, he suffers. He thinks his head is cut off, shira chedanadikam. But when he wakes up from sleep, then he can realize that nothing has happened. So, what is waking up? Maitreya Muni has said, asesh sankles samam vidhatte gunanuvada sravanam murare. Kutah punastha charanarvinda उससे रतिरात्मलब्ध अशेष संकले समम विधते गुणानुवाद श्रवण मुरारे वेन ए मैन हु इज इन अ फॉर्चुनेट इफ ही गेट्स ए चांस टू हियर द गुण द क्वालिटीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड देन हिज अशेष क्लेश डिसअपियर्स ऑल हिज क्लेश ऑल हिज दुख डिसअपियर्स जस्ट लाइक वेन ए पर्सन इज अवेकन देन एनी दुख एनी सफरिंग इन ड्रीम इज फिनिश्ड तो अशेष संकले समम विधत्ते गुणानुवाद श्रवण मुरारे वन शुड हियर मोर एंड मोर द क्वालिटीज द गुणा ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ इट वन शुड हियर हिज ग्लोरीज एंड हियर हिज नेम्स ऑफ कोर्स देर इज नो एनी मिजरी देर इज नो एनी ओनली इग्नोरेंस इज देयर एंड दैट इग्नोरेंस विल फिनिश्ड वेन वन सरेंडर्स टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एंड हियर्स हिज ग्लोरीज This is the answer by Maitreya Muni in third canto. It is in sixth chapter. So you can understand and all Prabhupada's disciples are here. You can consider and you can find answer to your question. Actually, someone observes or sees anything, but this is also ignorance. Ignorance, just like we, although we are beyond this body, we are soul, but how deep ignorance is this that we are acting on bodily platform always. We do not realize, of course, except devotees, general people do not understand there is something beyond this body. This body is a covering. That is a garment for the living entity. Just like we cannot, just like people do not understand this thing, this is actually dreaming life. This is not real life. Real life means one who understands God and loves Him. That is real life. But all other are dreams actually. In dream, nothing is what we see. Nothing is there what we see. So, when forgetting God or neglecting Him, one acts according to his mind, his intelligence. That is also dream actually. So you can say that how we can accept this is dream. We observe, we see. But also in dreaming life one observes and thinks. Sometimes I have seen dream, I am thinking, is this dream? That is second dream. Is this dream? In dreaming, I have sometimes, is this dream? Then I calculate, no, this is not dream. This is not dream. Although that is second dream. And sometimes we see, I am thirsty. I am thirsty, I want water, and any amount of water does not extinguish the thirst. We drink more and more, because that is that, although thirst is truth, but water is false. When we wake up, we see that really I am thirsty. But dreaming water cannot satisfy us. So the real waking life is to understand Krishna and love him. So one should hear more and more the glories of the Supreme Personality of God. That is the real remedy of all kleshas, all miserable conditions. What can we say? We have to speak according to Shastra, what Maitreya Muni has said. Lord Krishna has said, Prahlad Maharaj has said, Sukhdev Goswami said, Jad Bharat Ji said, and they have said very, very perfectly, authentic actually. very perfect will. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Thank you for that nice class. Why did Ajami not immediately go back to Godhead? Krishna says one who remembers me at the time of death will come to me. So why did he have to spend more time?
No, actually his papa, his sins finished at that time by uttering the holy name. But for going back to Godhead, one has to increase his love for Krishna. Without love, one cannot be transferred to the spiritual world. His papa was finished, but he was released by Vishnu Dutas to conduct more and more devotional service to increase love for Krishna. And when he was sent percent devotee, his love increased, then he was brought to spiritual planet. And actually to conduct a devotional service is as going to Vaikuntha. Here, dancing or chanting, or remembering, worshipping, this is the apprentice of Vaikuntha Seva actually. Devotees are not so eager, no, today I want to go to Vaikuntha. But he really says devotional service here also. And Ajamil was given a chance, a second chance, Prabhupada has said, a second chance to develop the mode of loving service to the Supreme Personality of God.
So does that mean that simply by chanting Hare Krishna at the time of death is no guarantee that one will need to go back to God?
No. That is not written in Shastra. He will be given a chance and he will be given a very nice body to complete his bhajan. That is also going. You understand? Millions and millions lives we spent in ignorance. And suppose if we take two, three or four lives, and then we go, that is like going. That is the meaning. A living entity must develop his attachment, his love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, this is not something like bag and it will be thrown to Vaikuntha.
Also, you said that in order to chant the holy name, one already has to be free from sinful reactions.
Yes.
Are you referring to Shuddha Nam as opposed to...
No, there is no need of Shuddha Nam or Ashuddha Nam. Name is never Ashuddha. It is always pure, holy name. Srila Prabhupada always repeats, holy name, holy name, holy name.
So how did the Jama become free from his reactions in order that he could chant?
I gave an example that when sun rises, before coming to a sky, it means before our eyes, all darkness is finished. Although sun is not seen, he is beyond our sight, but still darkness goes. So when a name wants to come, anyone's tongue, the before vibration, all pap is finished. And after vibration, then there is no question of darkness or sin. That is the meaning. And some pious activities one has performed in his previous life or this life, that is why the name comes on his tongue. That is the science, that is the siddhanta actually. Who? Namabhas. But that never it is said that he chanted Ashuddha. It is not mentioned in Shastra that he chanted Ashuddha. Samagrahit. In this verse that was sam means samyak, complete, or perfect or agrahit. Agrahit means he chanted. He chanted perfectly. Srila Prabhupada translated. Perfectly chanted, samagrahit. He never said that Ajamil chanted asudh or imperfect, this. Name is never asudh. Chanter may be some asudh or sudh, but name is always pure. It is Krishna himself. Yes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.